Election officials plan to upgrade the state's old voting machines with newer, more secure systems. Five voting equipment makers under consideration for the contract held a demo Wednesday at the Utah State Capitol to let the public test drive their machines. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
As a poll worker, I've activated an accessible session for you. We have a complete audio ballot.
Sean Phillips is a sales engineer for Heart InterCivic, an Austin, Texas-based company competing with four other vendors to provide Utah with new voting machines. He's instructing Jennifer Kennedy, who's blind, on how to use the touchscreen and audio-based system to cast her ballot. Kennedy says voting technology has come a long way over the last two decades for people with disabilities, especially the text-to-speech function.
It really got garbled. It was very staticky sounding, and it's not like that on any of these machines so far I've tested, and it's more clear than I've ever remembered it being.
Kennedy is a mobility specialist who helps blind people learn to travel and use public transit independently. She brought a group of her students to the state capitol Wednesday to test out some of the new machines the state wants to purchase.
Many blind people for many, many years have not had the opportunity to cast an independent and private vote. It's important to me to continue to participate in the process of keeping that available to us.
Mark Thomas is the state director of elections. He estimates the equipment overhaul will cost about $10 million. But he says cost is only one factor the state will take into consideration.
We need equipment that be able to process the ballots quicker, these by-mail ballots. Security, obviously, you know, think of 10 years ago, the security now, we need to upgrade that. That's a big part of this.
Thomas says the new machines will also make it easier to audit the results of any particular election, increasing transparency in the process. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.